every tactical meeting should be thinking about having three roles, at least three. There may be more, and I'll talk about that in later videos, but at a minimum, you've got these three roles. And the first one is probably the most obvious, and that is you're gonna need a leader. And the leader's job is to, they should have the formal authority in the system. Their job is to set the agenda, call the meetings, facilitate conversation, make sure that conflict is happening in a really constructive way, and manage the overall agenda. That's a pretty obvious one. Most people know that one. The second role you want to have, and this is going to need to be separate from the leader, is someone we call the monkey handler. So we talked about the key elements in the last video, monkeys, these are the to-do items. The monkey handler is the one who is searching for, is that a monkey? Do I see an action item? Do I see a task? And capturing it. And they're gonna capture three pieces of information in every single monkey. What's the action that needs to take place? Is it a meeting that needs to be scheduled? A strategy that needs to be developed? A meeting that needs to be had? Whatever. What's the item? Who's gonna do it? Who's responsible for it? And last, by when? When's it gonna happen by? And so that way everybody knows what to expect of one another. And so that's the second role, and that's how you make sure that your big ideas and all the things, by the way, every meeting generates all kinds of ideas, make sure they don't fall through the cracks. Make sure they're held. And then the last element is the element of the timekeeper. This is a really largely overlooked element in any meeting, and it's very, very powerful and effective. So down the road here outside my house, when I'm driving down the street, there's a really interesting sign. It's a street sign, and it has a speed limit on it, and underneath it, it has radar that shows me how fast I'm going or how fast any car on the road is going. Now, I find that interesting because why would I need a sign that tells me how fast I'm going when I have a speed-telling device in the dashboard of my car? I can see in my car exactly how fast I'm going. Why on earth would I need that? Well, what they found is research actually showed that when people were shown their speed outside their car, they actually slowed down. That's all that it required to change the speed. So what would happen is the timekeeper role functions the same way. And by the way, the reason they found that is because ultimately what it shows is accountability. You ultimately have me driving down the road and the guy behind me and the woman in front of me both seeing my speed, and I can see their speed too. And so that means we have a tendency to not want to be called out but in front of everybody for what we're doing. So this is how the timekeeper functions. Now, the timekeeping role is not a judgmental role. This is not like the speed sign where you're trying to say you're going too fast or too slow. It's none of that. The timekeeping role is merely to generate awareness of time. No judgment is being leveled about what's being said or who's saying it. It is merely the role of introducing time awareness. And here's exactly how it works. The way it works is the leader, let's say, will identify an agenda item. And when they do, they will set a time limit for that item. So they'll say, hey, Tom, I want to talk to you. We're going to focus on this IT issue. It's going to take, we're going to want to assign 3 minutes of conversation to this. The timekeeper will set a 3-minute timer. At 1 minute to the end, the timekeeper will alert the room that 1 minute is remaining on the time. And that will alert everybody in that moment. I've got 1 minute to kind of, you know, wrap up my thinking. And when the time goes off, the timekeeper will alert everybody. It could be an alarm. It could be they throw a stuffed animal. It could be they have, you know, a flag that gets waved. Anything that alerts the room that the time is now up. Now again, when the time is up, they could be interrupting the leader who's talking or somebody else. It doesn't really matter. It's not about the power of the person in the room. It's just letting them know the time is now up. The leader then has the prerogative to say, I would like to move on to the next agenda item. The time is now up, and I feel we've completed our thought on that. Or the leader has the prerogative to ask the timekeeper to add another 2 minutes, to say, look, this is really important. We really need to drain the cup on this. We need another 2 minutes, and the timekeeper will set another 2 minutes. And the leader can do that as long as they want. It's their prerogative. But one of the things that happens, and I've seen this happen time and again in meetings, is the biggest thing that it does is it forces people to learn the economy of thought and the economy of word. My thinking gets faster, and my speaking gets cleaner. And I am less likely to simply process out loud and identify different things and go on little tangents because I know I only have so much time to get my most important points across. And this is one of those game-changing tools. I highly recommend it. Make sure that you don't have someone who doesn't have the courage to actually hold people to account. I've done this a few times where the timekeeper was someone who didn't want to be seen as invasive, and so they just didn't let anyone know. They'd have the time would go past, and they would just go, well, the leader's talking. I don't want to interrupt, so I'm just not going to say anything. Doesn't work if you do that. They have to be fully empowered, and the leader needs to say in the meeting, that timekeeper is fully empowered to interrupt any of us because the time is what we're going to focus on. Okay, so that's how you do that. Those are the key elements. Next, we're going to move on to the agenda. And the agenda of a tactical meeting is going to be a little different than what you're used to.